Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, September 27th, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. Instagram head Adam Mosseri announced the company will pause development of a version of Instagram aimed at children 10 to 12 years old. Instagram will still continue development on parental supervision tools designed to let parents oversee accounts for teenage users 13 and older. Cloudflare announced two new free email safety and security features. Cloudflare email routing is designed to let users run a custom email domain from a single consumer account, like Gmail or Outlook. Security DNS Wizard gives users access to anti-spoofing email tools, sender policy framework, and domain keys identified mail. The company eventually plans to roll both of these into an advanced email security suite. Oculus's consulting CTO John Carmack announced the company will unlock the bootloader of the Oculus Go headset, providing users with root access. The Go was discontinued in 2020, and users will get root access through a forthcoming sideloaded software update. Carmack hopes this will allow people to repurpose the hardware. The Wall Street Journal sources say the U.S. Justice Department and Huawei CTO Meng Wanzhou have reached an agreement to let her return to her home in China after almost 3 years after being detained in Canada on behalf of the U.S. The agreement will reportedly require Meng to admit some wrongdoing. Prosecutors will defer and later drop wire and bank fraud charges in exchange for her admission. As well as being the financial chief, Meng is the daughter of Ren Zhengfei, Huawei's founder. According to a stock exchange filing Friday, Alibaba plans to sell its minority stake in a state-owned broadcaster, Mango Excellent Media. The government asked Alibaba in March to divest itself of media assets to reduce its sway over public opinion. Meanwhile, Tencent has completed its merger with China's second most popular search engine, Sogou. Sogou has 14.3% of the search market in China, behind Baidu, which has 76.7%. The People's Bank of China issued a joint statement with nine other government agencies reminding all Chinese nationals, even those working overseas, that it already banned crypto trading in 2019, adding that overseas virtual currency exchanges that use the internet to offer services to domestic residents is also considered illegal financial activity, adding that workers at foreign crypto exchanges will be investigated. This statement indicates the overseas exchange loophole is closed and that the state will prosecute those still trading crypto. At the World Internet Conference, Cybersecurity Administration of China's Vice Minister Sheng Ronghua named self-driving vehicles, online healthcare, and smart delivery as areas of the economy requiring stronger regulation. The comments indicate China's big tech crackdown could extend to new firms, like the shopping platform Meituan. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority cleared Facebook to proceed with its $1 billion acquisition of the CRM company Customr, saying it would not decrease competition. The deal must still survive an ongoing investigation by the European Commission. The company Eftpos became the first accredited non-government operator of a digital identity exchange under Australia's Trusted Digital Identity Framework, meaning it can now facilitate online transactions requiring a digital identity from Australians. Australia has its own digital identity solution called MyGovID, but Eftpos claims its ConnectID offers a smoother, faster, and more secure onboarding experience. CNBC sources say Google Cloud Platform plans to reduce the cut it takes for third-party software sold in its cloud marketplace from 20% to 3%. GCP confirmed it plans to change its fee structure, but didn't give specifics. Microsoft Azure made a similar cut to 3% in July, while AWS charges 5%. According to the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, a union that represents TV and movie workers, Apple's TV Plus, NBC Universal's Peacock, and Viacom CBS's Paramount Plus all have less than 20 million subscribers each in the US and Canada as of July. Streaming services with less than 20 million subscribers can offer lower rates to union workers. It's unclear if this figure only accounts for paying subscribers or those on promotional free trials. California passed SB 500 into law, which will require all light-duty autonomous vehicles in the state to emit zero emissions by 2030. Last year, California Governor Gavin Newsom issued an executive order requiring any car you drive off a dealer lot to have zero emissions by 2035. Over the weekend, Tesla opened up the ability for owners to request access to its beta version of full self-driving software, which expands the company's autopilot capabilities to city streets. By applying, owners agree to let Tesla monitor driving behavior. If driving is rated as good over a 7-day period, owners are granted access to the beta. And finally, a new note from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo forecasts shipments of Apple Silicon Macs will drop 15% in the first half of 2022. Kuo named component shortages, particularly around power management integrated circuits, as a major reason for the drop, but also said a decrease in work-from-home demand and a potential redesigned MacBook Air in Q3 2022 are also contributing factors. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.